This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news from the local radio waves for Saturday, August 30th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Adam Clayton in the Register Star reports that some local activists have problems with the new State Public Service Commission guidelines for submitting proposals to upgrade existing transmission lines, part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Energy Highway Initiative. Released August 13th, the PSC wants resubmitted proposals to be examined on six criteria: on the amount of increased traffic transfer capability that each proposal offers, the cost of the proposals to ratepayers, electric system impacts, emission reductions and production cost impacts, the extent of any additional rights of way needed, the application of innovative technologies to enhance transfer capability or reduce the physical footprint of the project, for example, undergrounding, and sixth, an initial assessment of environmental compatibility, including visual impacts. New proposals will be decided by a trial staff separate from the judges who had proceeded over the cases until this time, which is where the updated plan gets its name. Now, 90% of the cost will be covered by downstate consumers, including those in Dutchess County, and about 10% to upstate customers, including those in Columbia County. The Hudson Valley Smart Energy Commission, which includes Scenic Hudson, Farmers and Families for Claverick, Farmers and Families for Livingston, and who oppose current power line expansion proposals, they released a reaction to the PSC's updated filing. Ian Solomon, head of Farmers and Families of Claverick, said, quote, "To date, there has been no independent study taking into account trends in electric usage, technological innovation, parallel generation, and advances in demand-side management," unquote, he said. Quote, "Instead, the process starts from an assumption of need. There are currently a multitude of electricity-related projects and applications proceeding simultaneously in New York, each within its own silo, none being considered in the context of others. To avoid duplicative, inefficient, or unnecessary development, there should be a comprehensive state energy policy taking into account all of these initiatives," unquote. The new advisory staff proposal can be found at the PSC's website at dps.ny.gov. Read the full story in the Register Star. In Radio Roundup, Amelia Teasdale writes in the Columbia paper that many Columbia County residents who use Fairport.net email addresses experienced a major slowdown in receiving email last week. Fairport representative told the paper August 25th that the problem was fixed, though the company was still testing what caused the problem. Frank Shannon, owner of Insight Computer Center in Chatham, told Teasdale that his customers lost information in addition to the slowdown. Fairport services much of the eastern half of Columbia County with landline telephone, DSL, and dial-up internet service. Areas in and around Kinderhook, Hudson, and Germantown are served by other providers. Time Warner internet service went down across the country Wednesday, August 27th, causing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, among many others, to comment, quote, "I have directed the New York State Department of Public Service to investigate this outage as part of its review of Comcast's proposed merger with Time Warner. The department will also review whether the outage affected Time Warner's provision of telephone service in any way. In addition, the department will include its analysis of this event in its ongoing study of the telecom industry, which is exploring potential changes to the regulatory landscape pertaining to telephone, internet, and cable," unquote. If your radio reception wavers this weekend, it may be due to a solar flare that erupted August 24th from an active sunspot known as AR2151. While the sunspot was not facing the Earth at the time of the flare, it may affect the planet's electromagnetic fields this week. Quote, "The irresponsible sunspot will turn toward the Earth in days ahead, boosting chances for geo-effective solar activity as the week unfolds," unquote, experts with the space weather site spaceweather.com wrote this week. WGXC signs off forever from the Catskill Community Center, wheeling its studio equipment to the Catskill Library September 1st. The WGXC studio at the Catskill Community Center closes Sunday, August 31st with a DJ round robin at 6 p.m. and concludes with a special Sunday night mixtape hosted by Jillian Sutton at 10 p.m. until midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM. Oh. The National Weather Service in Agra predicts a sunny Saturday with a high near 79 and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. with a low around 64. Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 79 and a low around 66. Monday, Labor Day, there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80 predicted. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra.